With the recent passing of frontman Paul Humphrey earlier this month, I've decided to take a look back at Toronto new wave group Blue Peter.
Alternative facts, real history. This is DJ BK.
Best known for their song Don't Walk Past in 1983, but before we get to that point, we have to delve into the history of the group. Formed in Markham, Ontario, which is a suburb of Toronto, in 1978 by guitarist Chris Wardman and vocalist Paul Humphrey, and these guys formed the group basically straight out of high school. Now, it wasn't a very prosperous time for local independent music in Toronto, as there were not many venues in which bands could play original content. Most of the bars and venues of the time insisted that these groups play covers of classic tunes. Basically, it was you play covers or you don't play at all. So Blue Peter, when they did start on the local bar circuit, did play a lot of covers of traditional bar classics, think Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin, but it really wasn't the sound that the group wanted to go for. Now, it was thanks to the punk rock scene at the time that a few venues started to pop up that did allow original content, and those venues included the likes of Larry's Hideaway and The Edge. Original punk in the city began to pave the way for original new wave. In 1978, Blue Peter was creating a decidedly pop-punk sound, probably before pop-punk was truly a thing anyone was actually aware of.
No fun starving. Better to work down at the factory. It's no fun starving just to keep your integrity. Better to work in the big old factory.
Blue Peter ended up signing with a local record label called Ready Records in 1979. And Ready Records would eventually become home to other contemporaries of the time for Blue Peter, including the likes of The Demics, Teenage Head, and The Spoons. The group released their first EP, which only took them one day to record, featuring seven tracks, and this EP was called Test Patterns for Living. The EP would get the band airplay on local alternative radio station CFNY with this song, Same Old Place. Place was actually included on a soundtrack in 2009 to the vampire rock and roll movie called Suck. This caused the band to actually reunite after many, many years to play a full gig in support of the film's premiere release in 2009 at Toronto's Yonge and Dundas Square. But let's go back to the early days. 1980 rolls around and the group releases their first full-length album entitled Radio Silence. This album had moderate local success for the group with the pop-friendly single, Video Verite. As well as the follow-up single, Radio Silence, best known for what they describe as the dying keyboard riff.
Radio Silence, static
call. Yeah, that one. Moving on to 1981, the band ran into label trouble and had a bit of personnel problems as well by changing a few members behind Humphreys and Wardman. They self-released a song called Chinese Graffiti before returning to Ready Records in 1982 for an EP called Up to You. Now, they included Chinese Graffiti on this EP, and it was their most successful release to radio up to this point.
Chinese Graffiti sells your politics. There's red ink on your fingertips. Chinese Graffiti, make me so wise. Take all my theories and cut them down
Moving on, in 1982, the group released their second full-length record and most successful release, entitled Falling. The band added a lot more keyboards and programming to this release, including the addition of a full-time keyboard player to the group in the name of Jason Snyderman. This record was produced by Steve Nye, who is actually known for his works with the likes of Brian Ferry, Japan, and XTC. Now, Nye's production emphasized keyboards over guitars, and the group drew some heavy comparisons to the likes of Roxy Music. Don't Walk Past was the big successful release from this album, backed up by what many describe as a Blade Runner-esque video. Don't walk on past. The video got heavy play thanks to the upstart Canadian TV network Much Music in 1984, but it also won Best Video of 1983 from the Canadian Film and Television Association and even received moderate airplay south of the border on MTV, despite the group never getting an American distribution deal. Now, the band was working and touring very hard, and they had much touring success in Canada, opening for the likes of the Boomtown Rats in Toronto, and a few gigs opening for The Jam in both Toronto and Ottawa, Simple Minds in Toronto and Montreal, and The Police at The Police's Picnic in Toronto in 1983, and they even sold out the Ontario Place Forum for one of their own gigs in 1984. But all this touring began to take a toll on the band. They had demoed several new tracks to be released on a new album, tentatively to be called Vertigo. Many of the demos were eventually released in the 2007 reissue of the Falling album, including the likes of this song, Water Off the Moon. Never did come to be, as the band parted ways in 1985, citing exhaustion from their extensive touring up to that point, thus ending the career of Blue Peter. Now, they made their mark on the Canadian new wave scene, and it would have been interesting to see how far they could have gone if they had stayed together. Was success in the United States, that lucrative United States success, was it possible for the band? Who knows? Not too many Canadian new wave acts really did reach success outside of Canada, Men Without Hats notwithstanding. Blue Peter, classic Canadian new wave.
This has been Alternative Facts with DJ BK.